The topic I'd like to share with you today is the spirit of grace and supplication.
撒迦利亚书九章一直到十四章。
From Zechariah chapter 9 through 14.
这是一个最主要的一个主题。
It contains the theme of the book.
就是神要赐下圣灵。
It is that the Lord will send the Holy Spirit.
撒迦利亚书九章到十四章刚好有六章。
There are six chapters.
九十十一一章，一个阶段就是第一个末世。
From 9:10 to 11 is the first oracle.
啊，所以九章第一节。
In chapter 9:1.
耶和华的末世啊，那要应验在哪里呢？应验在哈德拉地啊，那个大马色。那第二节。
And verse 2.
和靠近哈马并那个。推罗西顿因这两城的人如此如此哈，好，那哈德拉地在哪里呢
？Where was the land of Hadrach？
就是在那个现在的叙利亚的地方，靠近大马色。
It is modern day Syria near Damascus。
嗯，那推罗西顿我们知道了哈。
And you should know where Tyre and Sidon are。
那这是预言列国要从第一节到第八节，预言列国要受毁灭，要受审判。
Verses 1-8 is a prophecy that all kingdoms will be judged.
里面我们看到推罗西顿他们很有聪明，有才能。
We see that Tyre and Sidon they're very skillful and wise.
但是这些都到最后是被毁灭的。
But in the end they shall be destroyed.
好，那毁灭完之后，神不是全部把他们都赶尽杀绝？
But God did not destroy everyone.
你看九章七节。
Chapter 9 verse 7.
我必除去他们口中带血之肉和牙齿内可证之物，他必作为遗剩的人。所以这些遗剩的人就是圣民，归于神。
The remnants will belong to God.
所以犹太人他们被掳归回的人也叫做圣民。
The Jews who have returned after exile are the holy people.
圣民就是不是 holy people 是 remnant、
oh, the remnant
不是神圣的圣而是剩下的圣
they are the people who are left
我去年好像在圣公园讲修伟一样我讲圣民有下课有一个弟兄他很好心他 我是写剩下的是圣民的、哦、是这样子他很好心他不好意思上课讲他说传道了那我说、啊、对不起啊是这个剩下的不是、
啊、It is the people who are left
这发音应该一样吧那是有没有谁教中文、yeah. 一样了、啊哦、外邦人也是圣民
The Gentiles are also the remnants
所以那个红点大哥他有做个报告。
There was a brother who made a report.
圣民。
Remnants.
现在不讲神圣的圣，都是讲那个剩下的圣。是指着被掳归回的这些人。
The remnants refers to the people who have returned after exile.
那被掳到外地的那些没有回来的人也是圣民。
But the people who have not returned.Who remain in exile are also the remnants.
好，那些被掳的时候没有被掳，留在犹太地的那些也叫圣民。
But even the people who have not been exiled to foreign lands are also the remnants.
那外邦人没有死光的被神成了没有死光也是圣民。
And those Gentiles who are left, who are spared from God's destruction, are also the remnants.
所以圣民它包括很广。
The term remnants refers to many people.
共同点就是说没有死光的那些人。
But what they have in common is that they've survived.
那这些人要得救。
They will be saved.
那这里所讲就是外邦人。
The remnants here refers to the Gentiles.
那这个就是使徒行传十五章十七节那边所讲的。
This is the people described in Acts chapter 15 verse 17.
所以在撒迦利亚书第九章以后呢，这个跟当时的圣殿没有直接关系啦，只是一个影，把它当成影子啦。
From chapter 9 onward, has does not talk about the temple directly.
外邦被惩罚
But it talks about the punishment of the Gentiles.
应许圣民外邦的圣民要得救
God promised that the remnants of the Gentiles will be saved.
要归于神,
that will belong to the Lord.
第九节,
Verse 9.
这时候就说, 锡安的民啊, 就说大家看,
He said the people should look.
这里你可以看到是主耶稣来了,
that Jesus is coming again.
马太福音21章第5节,
Matthew chapter 21 verse 5.
约福音12章15节,
and John chapter 12 verse 15
都是引用这段圣经的,
or quote this verse.
王来了,
Your king has come to you,
骑着驴驹,
riding on a donkey.
是donkey吗? 对,是donkey来, 是谦谦和和的来了,
He is a meek.
这个不是世上的王啊,
It's not the king of the earth.
世上王哪里有谦和的,
都是威风的, Which king is meek? All kings are mighty.
你查查有没有国王骑驴子的?
Have you ever seen a king riding a donkey?
有没有? 没有白马, 不是, 白驴王子, 有没有?
Have you ever seen a prince on a white donkey?
诶,还是, donkey 不能white吗? 不然怎么讲呢? 就没有王子, 没有王子骑驴子的了。
You never seen such a thing.
骑驴子只有那个骑着那个小毛驴跌倒跌了一身泥那个才有
You've only seen a little kid riding a donkey 是不是? You only see people riding donkeys in nursery rhymes
你会唱吗?一只小毛驴 国王不骑小毛驴的啦
You'll never see a king riding a small donkey
是不是? 但是这个是主耶稣来了
But that is how Jesus comes to us
他不是骑马,是骑驴子
Not on a horse but on a donkey
列王记上1章33节
First Kings chapter 33 verse 1
那里记载大卫呢 当他当王的时候 是不是骑马
When David became the king did he ride a horse?
骑什么
What did he ride?
他叫那个所罗门王当王的时候 是不是骑着白马
Or when King Solomon
骑什么?
Became the king did he ride a horse?
骑骡子啊
They rode on a donkey
好那这个骑 驴的人呢, 奇怪, 胜过以华莲的战车啊,
Yet this person on a donkey will take away the chariots from Ephraim.
你看9章第10节,
chapter 9, verse 10.
这个是不可思议的,
that is impossible.
没有人骑这个驴子去打仗的,
no one will ride a donkey to battle.
那个有没有人对战争比较有研究的, 你查查看, 有没有历史上那个驴子队?
If you study the art of war, You will never see a brigade of donkeys.
没有，那个 chariot. 那个罗马时候，我记得那个汉尼拔他们在打仗，他是用后来用什么大象队。
You remember the story of Hannibal that who used elephants to fight in battle?
还他赢了。
And he won.
有用大象的,
People use elephants.
没有用驴子的,
but no one uses a donkey.
好,所以第四节,我必除灭以法莲的战车。
Yet in verse 10 it says, I will take away the chariots from Ephraim.
那以色列的那个战马,
and the war horses from Jerusalem.
骑驴子胜过战车战马,跟那个战争的弓。
This person riding a donkey will overcome these chariots and the bulls.
意思就是说这些都不用了啦。
Because all of these are useless.
因为和平的君王来了。
Because the Prince of Peace has come.
以赛亚书2章4节就是这样的一个写照。
This is what is said in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4.
以赛亚书2章第4节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4.
你们看一下就知道了哈，就是要把战争的东西把它称为和平的东西。
He will turn war into peace.
那个刀要打成犁头，犁头是耕田的，和平才能够耕田呢。 枪打成镰刀，枪是打仗的、杀人的，镰刀是收割的。
They will beat their swords into plowshare, a tool to plant, and their spears into pruning hooks, a tool to reap.
这是耶稣来了之后才会发生的事情。
This is what happens when Jesus comes.
也是在神的国里面才能够发生的事情。
And it only happens in the kingdom of God.
但是在外邦就是不是这样子的。But
this is not so in the Gentiles.
你看约珥书3章。
If you turn to Joel chapter 3,
约珥书3章第10节,
Joel chapter 3 verse 10,
在神的国里面要把刀打成那个犁头,
In God's kingdom, the sword shall become plowshares.
要把那个枪打成镰刀。
And the spears will become hooks.
那这里呢是相反的。
But yet it is the opposite in Joel.
耶稣三章十节。
Joel chapter 3 verse 10.
你有犁头啊，现在不要耕田了，要把它打成什么？刀剑去打仗。
You shall turn your plowshare into swords to fight.
你现在有镰刀要收割啊，不要打成矛那个割矛。
But turn your hooks into spears.
完全相反的。
It is the complete opposite.
这是在，在外邦的国度里面，在世界是这样的情况。
In the world, in the Gentile lands, this is how it will be.
所以我们耶稣现在已经来了。
Even though Jesus has come.
我们在神的国度里面就应该是和和平平的。
In God's kingdom, we shall have peace.
而不是把你的镰刀当成割矛去伤人。
Instead of turning our plowshares into swords to hurt others.
所以呢，那个耶稣来了。
Jesus has come.
第十一节。
Let's go back to verse 11.
撒迦利亚书九章十一节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11.
神就跟他们立约了，耶稣立约的血这里看出来了。
God made a covenant with His blood.
好，那我们看第十章。
Now let's turn to chapter 10.
这就要当出离的时候，要向那发闪电的神求雨呀。
When the Lord rains, when it rains in springtime, you must ask the Lord.
春天的时候来到一定会下雨的。
It will rain during spring.
但是这边告诉我们，虽然是应许季节的雨，但是也要求。
Even though it is a promise of the seasons, we must ask the Lord.
白白的给你，但是你要用价钱去买。
It's been given to you freely, yet you have to purchase it with a price.
这不矛盾的。
That is not a contradiction.
圣灵是应许的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the promised Holy Spirit.
但是路加福音第十一章十三节说要求。
But Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says you must ask.
求就是你所付出的代价。
And that is the price you pay.
你所付出的，你的工钱。
That is the wage you pay for the Holy Spirit.
所以在撒迦利亚书里面，我们已经看到神应许圣灵，并且要去求了。
In Zechariah, the Lord has promised the Holy Spirit, and it says we must ask the Lord for it.
好，那这是第一个。末世啊。
This was the first oracle.
那我们看十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 12.
这就是第二个末世。
This is the second oracle.
从九章到第十四章，这里的末世呢，都是关于我们末后的事情啊。
These two oracles concerns the end times.
第二个末世十二章第一节。
The second oracle in chapter 12 verse 1.
这一节就点出了神到底是怎样的一位神。
It shows us what kind of God is our God.
他外在铺张诸天，建立地基。
He stretches out the heaven and lays the foundation of the earth.
对宇宙来讲，他是造物主。
He is the creator of the universe.
对人来说呢
？And to us?
对内在我们呢？他是造人里面之灵的那个真神。
He is the God who created our spirit.
所以以这样的一个开始呢，来神来给这个撒迦利亚这个末世。
And from this introduction.God gave Zechariah an oracle.
十二章、十三章、十四章，这里一个很大的一个特征就是那日、那日、那日。你把它算算看，有十几个、二十个那日。
In chapters 12 through 14, we see many mentions of that day or a day.
那日当那日，你一直这个、三章里面，二十个那日的。
There are almost over 20.Mentions of on that day.
所以这就不是在造圣殿的那个时候的那个日子了，是讲到以后我们现在的。
This oracle did not concern the time of the rebuilding of the temple, but rather it concerns us today.
我们看第十二章第十节。
Let's read chapter 12 verse 10.
我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民。神要把这个灵，施恩。叫人恳求灵浇灌下来。
God will pour out to us a spirit of grace and supplication.
我们现在也应该得到这样的这个灵啊。
And this is the spirit that we receive today.
那我们得到这样的灵之后，那接下来我们所看到的是讲那个当时的人要仰望神。
And then it goes on to talk about how people longed for God.
也是仰望他们所砸的，就是在这里我们可以 在新约里面所预言的就是主耶稣了。
And they looked on to the one who had pierced, which is Lord Jesus.
那接下来呢，第十一节
In verse 11
来描写 当他们仰望神之后的那种悲哀的情况。
This is the sorrow they had looking on to Jerusalem.
他们悲哀的情况啊，
This is how they were mourned.
他们是非常伤心的。
Because and they were in sorrow.
因为圣灵降下来是让人知道罪，让人能够自己哈、哦、畏罪畏义，然后畏整哈、哦，然后自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit comes so that we know of our sins and we will rebuke ourselves.
是在约翰福音十六章第八节所记载的。
In John chapter 16 verse 8 it says that.
所以圣灵能够让我们得到恩典，然后也能够催促我们悔改。
We receive grace through the Holy Spirit and also impels us to repent.
第十一节
Verse 11
那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，好像在米吉多平原之哈达尼门的悲哀一样。这是米吉多平原是一个大战场。
The plain of Megiddo is a great battlefield.
每次战争之后总是死人啊。
After a battle, many would die.
在这里所如果能够指出来的特别的历史事件，就是那个历代志下三十五章所记载的。
We can refer to Second Chronicles for a historical event.
历代志下三十五章二十三节到二十五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 35,
二十三节到二十五节。
Verse 23 to 25.
当时耶西亚王不听神的啊。借着外邦的王所讲的话。
King Josiah listened to the Gentile kings.
圣经二十二节说，耶西亚却不肯转去离开他，改装要与他打仗，不听从神借尼哥，就是尼哥是那个埃及王的口所说的话，就出来打仗了，在那个米吉多平原征战，他就被射中了，射中就啊死掉了。
King Josiah did not listen to God's command, and he died in the plain of Megiddo.
那第二十三、二十五节
，and verse 25,
耶利米也为那个约西亚做哀歌啦，大大的哭啊！所有的歌唱男女也都唱哀歌了。哦，那追到约西亚，直到今日，而且在以色列中成为定例，这个、歌记载在哀歌上面。所以，这个米吉多平原的这个悲哀的日子一直唱下来。
The sorrow and the lament of Megiddo has been sung。
那这是。一代一代哀哭下来的
and one generation after another mourned.
他只是用这个来描写被神灵感动之后所会发生的事情。
And this was used as an analogy to how we will feel when we're touched by God's
Spirit. 那天有听到一个传道说，当传道之后可能圣灵感动嘛，变得更爱哭了。
A pastor once said
哭了，现在变成爱哭传道。
When he became a pastor, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he liked to cry a lot more.
这就是圣灵的感动。
That was the movement of the Holy Spirit.
好，那十二节，我们回到那个撒迦利亚书十二章。
Go back to chapter 12, verse
十二节到十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 12 through 14 of Zechariah.
说，境内一家一家的都必悲哀。
Each house will mourn.
一家一家都必悲哀，每一家都要悲哀。
Every single household will mourn.
大卫的家。
The house of David.
就是王的家。
The house of the king.
拿单家。
House of Nathan,
这是先知的家。
The house of the prophet,
利未家。
Or the house of Levi,
这是祭司的家。
It is the house of the priest.
四美家。
Or the house of Shimei.
这里的四美不是咒骂大卫那个四美啊。
This is not the same Shimei who rebuked David.
这是民数记三章十六节二十一节的那个四美，就是文士跟教师。
But it is the scribe and teacher. The,
其余的各家，所以每家都是要哀哭了。
And all the rest of the clans were mourn.
男在一处，女在一处。
With their all the men and the women.
他们应该是很悲哀了。
They must be drowned in sorrow.
他们不可能在男女在谈情说爱了。
They would not be talking about their relationships.
他们各在一处专心祷告悲哀。
They were in their sorrow praying to God.
所以在这里我们看出从那个主耶稣的来到跟他们立约降下圣灵。
From here we see that the Lord's coming and the Holy Spirit and also and the effect on them.
13章第一节。
Now let's go to chapter 13, verse 1.
这就是预言着主耶稣赦罪的全源。
It's the prophecy of the redemption through Jesus.
那在那日，大家从13章2节到6节在属灵的那个凌晨上都提纲了。
Verse 2 through 6 talks about the rate. How their spirituality was raised.
对属灵的判断力量也提升了。
They have gotten better in their ability to discern the spiritual things.
那神也承认他们是子民，神做他们的神。
God has called them as their people, and He will be their God.
好，那神要当他们的王。
God shall be their king.
我们看14章的第16节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 16.
在这之前，当然神又要攻击列国。Before
this, God will attack all nations.
但是那些外邦死的没剩下来的这些人都变成剩下的民了，并且剩下的民圣民了。But
among the Gentiles, there will be remnants.
你看14章第16节再一次的提到这个圣民。Chapter
14, verse 16 talks about the survivors again.
这个跟建殿的时候。 的情况是不一样的.
This is different from the time that the temple was rebuilt.
第二次物质殿建的时候, 外邦人要来建, 连撒玛利亚人, 他们都不给他们参与的.
During the rebuilding of the physical temple, the Gentiles were not allowed to participate.
说跟你们无干了.
They said, we have nothing to do with you.
他们建城墙的时候也说这不跟你们的事情, 你们没有份, 没有纪念.
But and also when the Israelites rebuilt the city walls, they said to the Gentiles, we have nothing to do with it.
但撒迦利亚书9章到14章这里的末世就不一样了。But
it is different in this oracle.
我们看14章第16节。Let's
read chapter 14, verse 16.
所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中剩下的人必年年上来敬拜大君王万军之真神并锁住棚节。这些外邦人 死到最后被神惩罚，死到最后死剩下的人反而变成有那个以色列人了。God
will punish these Gentiles and many will die, but those who are left will believe in the Lord.
他们每年好像以色列人一样要来拜神。
Every year, like the Israelites, they will come to worship God.
并且要守住棚节。
They even celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacle.
在他们一年三次的节里面。
The Feast of the Tabernacle is the last feast. And these Gentiles made it to the last feast. And this is the time of the last day. And this is our time.
好,那你不来的就没有了,就没有余啊。
But if you don't come, then there are no more left.
这个很重要的,他们一定要上耶路撒冷来。
They must come to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷敬拜。
And worship in Jerusalem.
17节说,地上万祖中,你不上耶路撒冷来敬拜真神的,没有雨啊,降在他们的地上。
Verse 17 says, unless you come to Jerusalem, you will have no rain.
埃及人不来,也不降在他们的地上。
If the Egyptians do not come and take part, they will have no rain.
那你不来的,不来守这个节的,神还要用灾攻击他。
If you don't come and observe the feast, the Lord will bring on you the plagues.
这也告诉我们，只有到真耶稣教会的才能够得到应许的圣灵。Unless
you come to a true Jesus church, you will not receive the promised Holy Spirit.
不是像那个玄奘取经，到西方去取经呢，把它取回来，在自己的家里面，发扬光大，不是这样子，不是这种形式。It
is not like a monk who seek out a great book to share with others.
你不能说我们到真耶稣教会去参来观摩一下。 别的教会，然后观摩回去之后，在他们那边怎么样？也求圣灵，也传真道。
Nor can one say, I will come and observe the true Jesus Church, and I will bring the message back.
不是这样子的。
It is not so.
你一定，你再远也要跑到耶路撒冷来，在这边求，才有余。
Wherever you are, you must come to Jerusalem to have rain.
那我们现在已经得到这样的一个余了。
We have this rain.
我们已经得到这样的一个灵了。
We have the Spirit.
施恩恳求的灵
It's a spirit of grace and supplication.
那最后的结果是怎么样?
Then what will happen in the end?
20节
Verse 20
当那日马的铃铛上必有这圣经上最大的 一二三四，六个字就是在这里嘛，是不是？你英文有没有很大字？
大写，
大写哈。那中文很大字哈。
You will see that this phrase is printed in caps.
那个如果有远视近视的人都好看。归耶和华为圣。
It says holy to the Lord.
一切都归耶和华为圣啊。
Everything will belong to the Lord.
并且这不是在驴子啦，是在马。
And it is no longer a donkey but a horse.
传得很快，并且呢到处去宣扬。
The message is spread very fast.
那殿内的锅跟祭坛上的这个碗都一样。
And the same thing is inscribed on the cooking pots and on the sacred bowls in front of the altar.
内外都是什么？归耶和华为圣。
And everything was the word was the were the words holy to the Lord.
以归耶和华圣这个器皿来献祭。
Where the vessels were sacrificed to the Lord.
那神就会说：“你们是我的子民了。”
And God will say, "You are my people."
那剩下的那个人民圣民也说：“真神是我们的神。”
And the remnant will say, "The Lord is our God."
这就是那在神的殿里面没有外邦人了。
And in God's temple, there are no more Gentiles.
全都是圣了，外邦人进来也变成圣了，变成以色列人了，都是我们现在。
Anyone who comes into God's temple will be God's people.
那这就是撒迦利亚书的结束了。
And this concludes the book of Zechariah.
那就讲到我们现在。
And it concerns us.
所以我们感谢神，我们已经得到了这个应许的圣灵了。
We thank God that we received the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们再次来祷告。
And let us pray together.
那愿那施恩叫人恳求的灵大大充满我们。
May this spirit of grace and supplication fill us.